Everyone's on edge until Trump moves in. He's got a plan. He says he'll take action.
I am asking the American people to dream big once again. What follows is my 100-day action plan to make America great again. It's a contract between Donald J. Trump and the American voter, and it begins with bringing honesty, accountability, and change to Washington, D.C.
Start with the media. You said it yourself.
The dishonest mainstream media is also part and a major part of this corruption. They're corrupt. They lie and fabricate stories.
It's because they are of their father, the devil, a liar from the beginning. The lies continue with the networks and the names. CBS, Mary Rothstein, who changed his name to Sumner Redstone. NBC, Brian Roberts, who owns Comcast, an info monopoly in the making. ABC, Robert Iger and Alan Braverman. They dropped their American Family and called it freeform that pushes homosexual perversion. CNN, Aviv Nevo, raised in Israel, whose approach to news has an alien bias. Nationalize the media, then create a bidding process that obligates bidders to criteria that ensures unbiased news and hold their feet to the fire. It's not far-fetched at all.
As an example of the power structure I'm fighting, AT&T is buying Time Warner and thus CNN, a deal we will not approve in my administration because it's too much concentration of power in the hands of too few.
The chosen few, Nevo, Newhouse, Sulzberger, Roberts, Rothstein, Marx, Murdoch, Iger, Braverman, a concentration of Jewish power. Crush the cartel by nationalizing it as a public-private entity. Launch a bidding process that constrains bidders to criteria that ensures factual news. Then create a citizens fact-check force that monitors the media. Taxpayers thus get a share in the media via public-private ownership that generates corporate dividends and an independent stake as fact-checkers. The First Amendment is not infringed while lying propaganda hits the skids. Trump comes close to doing just that.
Comcast's purchase of NBC concentrates far too much power in one massive entity that is trying to tell the voters what to think and what to do. Deals like this destroy democracy. And we'll look at breaking that deal up and other deals like that.
Breaking up is very hard to do. But breaking up the media is a very wise thing to do. Nationalize it, tie it to a bidding process, bind it to a fact-check force, and Jewish power crumbles. Do it fast, President Trump. If you don't, they'll use their press to coerce you or cut you down.